Agenda item number 11, discussion and possible action on water-related fees. Michael McLendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
I'm going to say two things. Mike Yeltsin's presentation is between you and lunch, so I hope you had a big lunch. Number two, with the drought, the record drought being as it has been, old procedures don't work. When I tell people that the flow into PK is one-third is what it was since in 1950, which is the drought of record, 1952, that's how people have difficulty in understanding that. So we're having to be proactive, and we're having to be change some of our procedures in order to take care of the people who say, my dock, I haven't had floated my boat in 3 years. That's wrong. BRA needs to fix that. Of course, I also get blamed for I'm the guy that caused the drought. So anyway, what we're going to come to you, we've had some feedback about people not wanting to pay their dock fees and so forth, and we fixed that early on. And so Mike's going to talk to you, and we'll answer any question about this highly charged item.
Thank you, Phil. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm going to discuss some of the water-related fees associated at our various reservoirs, Possum Kingdom, Granberry, and also at Limestone. If y'all recall, the board took action back in April of 2013 where we waived the fees associated with the residential on-water facilities or the docks, and that was that cost or expense or revenue at the time was about $587,000. In December of this year, the Brazos River Authority invoiced about 3,800 residential and commercial water use permittees and also some of the commercial facilities, and the commercial facilities are primarily marina operations and some of those larger operations. Each one of those permittees for the residential water use and also for the commercial facilities, they all signed applications, signed permits where they understand that the lake levels will fluctuate, that there's no guarantee of water. Y'all are also aware of some recent requests for the board and the Brazos River Authority to provide some kind of look at maybe some options to provide some kind of relief to some of these folks who have, in some cases, been without water for a significant number of years. And the Brazos River Authority, as Phil mentioned, we do understand that does the lack of water and the lake level fluctuations can affect some of these operations. On the next few slides, I'm going to scroll through some photographs that are kind of representative of some of the commercial facilities and the residential permits. These were all taken at Lake Granberry. I could have gone up and got them at and obtained photos from Possum Kingdom, and I could have earlier in the year obtained them from Limestone, but as Kathy alluded to, Limestone got a significant amount of rain and it filled up the reservoirs. We can go through. This is Bentwater Marina, which is on Lake Granberry. It's one of the commercial facilities. This is another commercial facility, Day Cordova Bend. Same thing. Just give you a flavor of what some of these areas look like. You can go to the next slide. These are some of the residential water use permits that where people are unable to access water. You can go to the next slide. Just another example. And as I said, we could have taken these photographs all over the lakes at the various reservoirs. You can go to the next slide. I'm going to go through kind of what the authorizations are that are granted to these permittees. For a residential water use permit, that individual is allowed to divert up to 60,000 gallons of water per year at a cost of $45.95 per year. That equates to about $3.83 a month. If that's a pretty nominal fee, it's negligible, but there is a fee associated with it. The commercial facilities, for their permit, that provides them the opportunity to conduct operations over and above our lake. That permit also allows the Brazos River Authority to go out and inspect those facilities, ensure that they're operated safely, that there's navigability for the general public, and just make sure that the operations are generally upkept. With regard to some of the revenues, I mentioned earlier that in April 2013, the waiver of those residential docks was about $587,000. The waiver, if we move to that for residential water use fees, our incomes derived from that are about $175,000 a year. With regard to the commercial facilities, it's $267,000 per year. We went back and looked at comparable agencies, much as we did before, and it varies across the board. With regard to the water use permits, they pretty much mirror what the Brazos River Authority does. They issue a permit. Their costs are probably about double of what we charge, and they don't guarantee water access, much like we don't. With regard to their commercial facilities, that's where there's a significant variance. You'll find some that don't permit the facilities. Some mirror the Brazos River Authority. They'll charge per square foot per dock like we do. Some of them initiate a one-time application fee. And then you've got probably on the more extreme end, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, where they'll take a percentage of gross revenues. So it kind of varies across the board. Well, whenever staff looked at this, we looked at it long and hard, and we developed a process that I'll go over here in the next slide. I think it provides the Brazos River Authority flexibility, and it also addresses some of the concerns and the letter that we did receive. I'll go through the new process. This would be the proposal that we would ask that we move forward with, and then I'll address some of the existing folks that have already paid. I think John may have mentioned it earlier, John Halls, we're looking at moving to billing in arrears instead of in advance. Right now, for 2014, we billed back in December of this year. So we're looking at changing that process, and we would look from January 2014 to December 2014, and then we would bill the following January 2015. So we'd bill in arrears. We would look at what the lake did during that time period. If the permittee, during that time period, if they do not receive water for 3 consecutive months or about 90 days, they can submit a form to the Brazos River Authority. We've got a form that's available online. Our IT folks have said it's available now. I want to probably double check it, and maybe by the end of the week, midweek, make sure that it's up and operable if this is approved. The online form's pretty easy to access. You go online to access it. You fill out your name, customer ID, about 5 or 6 slides or 5 or 6 inputs, and then you're through. If the waiver is granted, then the fee is waived for that full year. So for 3 consecutive months that folks aren't able to access water, we would propose that the fee be waived for that following year. And then one of the other issues too that was of concern, the piping and the pump facilities, we would allow to remain. On this slide, I've got 2,000 out of the 3,800 people have already paid. I spoke to John this morning, and actually now 2,300 out of the 3,800 have already paid for the docks for this year. What we've decided to do is if the payment has been received, those 2,300 people, if they've submitted the payment, and if they don't seek a waiver, then we would consider that they're paid in full. And that just makes sense. When we're planning on invoicing again here in January 2015, for this coming year from January 2014 all the way through December 2014. If payment's also been received and they successfully seek a waiver, basically if from January of this year to December of this year there's no water available, then they can apply for a waiver, and we would issue basically a rolling credit until such time that they have to utilize that. If the folks haven't submitted a payment, and they don't seek a waiver, if they don't take the time to go in and input the online form, or there's water available, then payment's going to be due in January 2015 for this calendar year that we're in right now. I know that was kind of brief, but as Phil said, I was standing between you guys and lunch, and so if you have any questions, I would like to try to answer them at this time. I do think that this process provides the flexibility that was requested by the Brazos River Authority. I think it's fair, and I think it's something that will be easily implemented at the various reservoirs.
Under the last category, when the people come and they say, well, I couldn't access it. I didn't know about the waiver. What is our course of action going to be?
We do Judy Pierce, our public information officer. We're sending out, we've got letters prepared to go to all 3,800 folks advising them of the process. Okay. She's got a letter, and then she's got a diagram, and that's one way to make sure that people understand what the process is.
To answer your question, it's going to have to be on a case-by-case basis because, to give an example, some of the things, I'm 85 years old. I can't get out under the last procedure and do that. And so each person is special, and categories are off.
What about newspaper articles and notices, or besides just in the mail? Are we
it'll be on the website, and it will get newspaper coverage, I guarantee.
And the Hood County News, they're already tracking it. I'm sure the Lake Country Sun will pick it up. And
have you had any sort of response of what you plan to do? Any favorable response, or should I say?
The favorable, such that we're looking at it and addressing it. Yes, sir.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, Director Tallis, you're exactly right. I'm sure there'll be somebody that falls through, and that, as Phil said, we'll look on in a case-by-case basis.
85-year-old doesn't have a computer.
So what's going to be the projected loss of revenue? In addition, what's going to be the added administrative expense of someone having to deal with this on a daily basis?
Yeah, really from an administrative side, I look at, because that was a concern of mine as well, but our folks at the lakes know the reservoirs. If somebody from one of these subdivisions goes through the process, submits that information to us, we have the option. We're not required to go out there and verify that, yes, indeed, they don't have access. If I take one at like Bentwater, if somebody called me at Bentwater or called our lake right now, we just note that, and we know the reservoir levels, and we'll know whether or not they have access for 90 days. I do not envision us having to go out and inspect 3,800 facilities. That's too intensive. And what was the – you had another –
In essence, aren't we waiving 2014 fees until 2015?
Not at this juncture. There's a portion of them there's 2,300 people that have already paid.
Right.
In order to obtain that waiver, there will have to be 3 consecutive months between January of this year and December of this year for them to be able to claim some kind of waiver. So right now that $175,000 that's on the books, it's still on the books as our revenue. But if we have a period of 3 consecutive months and everybody submitted a waiver claim, then that would be $175,000 less in revenue that we have this year.
What happens if we get a rain next week and it fills it all up?
Then the folks would have and start. It would basically start again until they have an opportunity where 3 consecutive months that they don't have access to water. So it may, if say you had to make a large release or something in the lake was inaccessible again, if they could show for 3 consecutive months that they didn't have access to water, then we would waive the fee.
Is it rolling 3 months type thing? Or?
No, it's on a case-by-case basis because you've got some certain portions of the reservoir that, I mean, there's some subdivisions that they won't have water, but whereas other portions of the reservoir, they're able to pump all year long, even under the drought conditions. So there will be some administrative process involved, but it's not overly burdensome.
What you're asking, Leroy, I think is
case by case.
If there's three months this year, they get a waiver. It's an annual waiver, correct?
Yes.
So they're waived for the rest of the year, even if it rains.
Right. Even if it fills, that's correct.
They get a 9-month benefit for water, but they didn't have it for 3 months as well.
So if the lake was down January, February, March, and then it filled up, they had gone through the process, they would have that waiver.
But how do you answer the person that says, well, what about my $3.83 for the last 3 years?
Yeah.
No, I'm okay with it. I think we need to understand it, and that's if we are not able, if the reservoir or their connection doesn't provide water for 3 consecutive months, then they don't have to pay the fee if they apply for that waiver.
I'm sorry. I was listening to them.
That's a better way to say it.
Was there a question addressed to me?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. For that year.
So if they don't have any water through March and apply for the waiver, they're good for the year.
Good for the year.
The 3 months came about because we looked at generally the summer time frame, and that's whenever a lot of these folks generate their incomes and the most of their money is derived from, and we figured that would be the appropriate amount of time if they couldn't access water during those 3 months. But we didn't want to just single it out to summer, so we chose, that's where 3 months came in.
How do we monitor their access to 60,000 gallons of water?
It's much like on all of our water contracts. It's on an honor system. Even your large $40,000 or 40,000 acre foot, they're not. We have the ability to go out and monitor them, but we don't have any requirements for meters or anything like that. So some people could be taking more, some could be taking less. In the big scheme of things, and I hate to use this word because every drop of water counts, but it's more negligible than.
But you have permit holders now that have been without water for longer than 3 months.
Some of them for 3 years.
For years, yeah.
Or more. Yes, sir.
Now, I just want to make sure I understand, because I understand this transition area, but then going on from now, like in 2015, you're going to only invoice people for 2014 water. So then 2015 water wouldn't be paid. Nobody would pay ahead then, like these 2,000 that have paid ahead. In 2015, nobody's going to pay ahead, and they won't get invoiced until 2016. So the net effect on you over the next, like, 20, 30, 50 years is you've just waived 1 year's worth of payments because you're always going to be collecting it a year late, and that year never catches up. So you basically, you said there's no cost, but on an accrual basis, maybe not, but on a cash basis, it's cost you that much cash forever.
And that's assuming it rains and fills the reservoirs for the next.
Well, but I'm just saying, if it does. Right. So I just want to understand the cash flow part of it. And then the other part is, like, people are paying you in arrears now, and typically it's easier to collect money in advance than in arrears. So, like, are you just going to send Guido out to break their legs, or, you know, if they don't pay, or?
Yeah, no.
And we get paid in 2013 already, and they're now starting to pay for 2014.
Right, 2,300 folks have already paid
for 2014.
That's correct.
But they won't pay in 2015. They won't pay till 2016.
That's good.
So this year you did get a little money ahead of time, but going forward you're not going to get any more money until the whole year's up.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, the real thing is to me that if you read what they contracted for was that whether they had water or not, they were going to pay. And so we are trying to be helpful.
Yes.
That's what I understand, to say, well, if you don't get water for 3 months, then you can be free for the rest of the year of that payment. So I know it doesn't make up for the years that they didn't get water in the past, but it somewhat makes up for it. And I think we're trying to be as fair as we can to the folks that are paying this fee. At least that's what it seems like to me that we are trying to do. Now, I think we're going to have people that gripe because they gripe about everything we do. But I think this is being as fair as we can, giving them an opportunity to not have to pay for water they don't get.
Well, and given the fact that, as Mike said, about 2,300 people have already paid, mm-hmm. we looked at the option of a flat 2014 waiver.
Yeah,
but then we'd have to issue $2,345 checks, and that's just not efficient. So this allows us to give them a rolling credit mm-hmm. if they do seek a waiver. If they don't seek a waiver, then that considers them paid in full for 2014. And so it basically applies it.
My concern is, and I'll make the same comment that I made in April, is that the money that we are voluntarily giving back to the customers as a show of good faith, and I think it's important to do that, is going to have to be absorbed somewhere else. It's going to have to be part of our operating expenses, and that is going to increase the cost of the water for everyone who lives in the basin, regardless of whether they have lakefront property or not. I don't believe that it's a fair thing to do to charge people up and down the river basin for access in certain locations. And I understand the need, I understand the purpose. I just want to make that clear that that's what we're going to have to do at some point is come up with that money in other locations.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. But this is a fair and prudent thing to do for the people who have been without water for a good period of time.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I my concern is really not this because you're in the middle of the drought, but sometimes you set up policies and things because of unusual circumstances, and then you're stuck with them for the next 20 years. And so you're going to be billing people in arrears from now on. And that tends to have its own unique set. I wasn't just kidding about Guido there. It's harder to collect money after the services have been rendered than it is before the services have been rendered.
But you can stop services
all the time.
You can future, and most of these people are people that are long term. I thought of that already. That most of these are people that are going on. But
and I would say this: I don't know, and John can jump in here too, since his people do the work. But I don't know that we won't have some of the same instances where people don't want to pay, and we already have that even with the billing in advance, where we've got to send them letters. We do two letters, three letters. Then we, I think we've thought about going to collections here and there with certain people, but it's a really small amount that happens.
We have pretty good collection. Of course, most of the things we currently do, we bill in advance, whether it's the large water customers or these. Of course, there's certainly a logic to billing in arrears. I mean, it's similar to what cities have been, you know, municipalities, our own water bills, we pay after the fact. We don't pay in advance. Right. It's based on meter readings.
We pay them monthly.
But you know, if people don't pay, we're going to, you know, we have a process where we'll attempt to collect from them and have dunning letters and that, and we'll ultimately may cancel their permit altogether if they don't pay after the fact, whether it's before the fact or after the fact. We still go after them, and we have good results in collecting from most people. We always have a few, but arrears, you know, makes some sense in the sense that you're going to bill them after the fact if in fact they had access to water during that period of time.
I think it's a fair, and y'all have worked with the people that are most concerned with it, like trust management has.
45.
And may not be everything everybody wants, but it is a good faith effort, and you know, I just think that I think this board has the right to revisit this if things change and we find we're giving water away.
You can't revisit it because then you got to bill people twice.
Well, the arrears issue is
the arrears issue. Once you go something in arrears, you can never catch up unless you want to bill people for 2 years.
That's a separate issue.
Yeah,
we need to look at that separately than the 3 month waiver.
Well, so I think
two issues.
Well, that's all we're going to deal with.
Because arrears is arrears.
I mean, of course, the point, Director Rankin, in arrears, obviously you're exactly right that once you move to that, you've foregone collecting that money for
a bubble. By going to an arrears, you're giving up the sum of the two, 175 plus two something. So you're giving up $400,000 that you'll never get back.
It's a cash flow.
And well, but from a practical matter, you'll never get it back.
You're pushing it forward.
Well, you're pushing it forward. You theoretically will collect it someday.
No.
You're just going to collect it later.
The only way you get it back is 100 years from now when you go out of business and you collect the last. From a cash flow standpoint, it's like you just gave $400,000 away because you don't get it back until the end, which is never, never land. So, in essence, by adopting this, you've given up $400,000.
You know, you could do it in advance, but you then have to rebate it anyways during the year.
So sometimes that's just the cost of doing business.
I think the arrears issue is a total. I mean, we have to look at these as two separate issues.
Unless together.
So because if we try to combine them, you know, it does confuse the issue. But the arrears problem, Bill, I would disagree with you a little bit. I think you're looking at it differently. And I see what you're saying.
I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah, it's pushing money forward that we can't
pushing
get
money
until late.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can collect water, I think. That's one of the things you can collect.
Send them a bill.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about your comment, Todd, and that's an obvious, accurate statement that the cost of a program like this in one small portion of the basin is borne by the whole basin. But in the sense that drought is essentially a statewide problem, everybody in Texas has suffered consequences of the drought. And it doesn't seem like it's an unequal application for everybody in the basin, even though they have the privilege of having water to carry the costs of having a drought. They just haven't been necessarily, you know, dried up. They've still got water. But the costs of having a drought are borne by everybody. That seems appropriate to me.
Well, and I, like I said, I don't disagree with the intention here or the reasoning of why to do this. We're charged with being stewards of the water for this entire state and for providing as economic access to water as we possibly can. And in the past 9 months, we're about to get close to $1 million in revenue that we're possibly giving up. And that's a difficult decision for me to say. We're just going to walk away from this revenue in order to try to ease some feelings during a drought, 100-year drought. 5 years from now, I think when water's flowing and all the reservoirs are full, we're going to be sitting around these tables talking about why aren't we collecting dock fees like we used to? And what about that $500,000 revenue that we possibly can have? So, I don't disagree. I understand. I just, it bothers me from the standpoint of walking away from that revenue.
Can I clarify something real quick, though? If the water is available, we'll still be receiving these incomes.
But the dock fee issue that we...
The residential dock fee.
Is gone.
That you're correct on that.
I think that... I forgot what I was
going to
say.
That's a call for the reading of the resolution.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, no more questions. Do you have a resolution?
Yes, sir, I do.
Read it, please.
Yes, sir.
Whereas the Brazos River Authority for an annual fee.
Good
for
you.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay. Make sure I get it.
Whereas the Brazos River Authority for an annual fee issues residential and commercial water use permits, quotes, water use permits, to lakeside customers at reservoirs owned and operated by the Brazos River Authority and at reservoirs in which the Brazos River Authority possesses water rights, and whereas the Brazos River Authority for an annual fee issues commercial facility permits, quotes, commercial facility permits, to customers at reservoirs owned and operated by the Brazos River Authority, and whereas the water use permits and commercial facility permits do not guarantee that the permittee will always have access to water, and to the contrary, expressly warn that lake levels will fluctuate, and whereas neither the permits nor the Brazos River Authority's current policies allow for a waiver of water use permit fees or commercial facility permit fees, and whereas the Brazos River Authority recognizes that decreased lake levels may impede the ability of a permittee to utilize water pumping equipment and or commercial facilities for their intended purposes for prolonged periods of time. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts a policy, quotes, waiver policy, providing for the waiver of a permittee's water use permit fee and or commercial facility permit fee when the permittee is able to demonstrate to the satisfaction of the Brazos River Authority that decreased lake levels prevented the permittee from using water pumping equipment associated with the permittee's water use permit and or commercial facilities associated with the permittee's commercial facility permit for their intended purposes for a period of 3 consecutive months. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors hereby directs the General Manager or CEO to develop and implement a procedure to accomplish this waiver policy and any necessary adjustments to the water use permit and commercial facilities permit applications. Be it further resolved that this waiver policy only applies to the annual or monthly fees associated with water use permits and commercial facility permits and does not apply to the other fees associated with these permits, such as the application fees, modification fees, late fees, and interest payments. Be it further resolved that beginning in calendar year 2014, water use permit fees and commercial facility permit fees shall no longer be due at the commencement of the billing year, but shall be assessed at the end of the billing year, at which time any applicable waivers shall be applied.
The resolution is a motion to adopt. Mr. Tallis, second. Bill, poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Appreciate everybody's comment. We're going to break for lunch for about 45 minutes.
Okay.